Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
The right to their own values and their own religion and their own practices. But I also know that the Sermon on the Mount says treat people as you'd want to be treated. That you know, when we start discriminating against and engaging in hateful speech and, you know, blaming gay people for our problems, just like we blame immigrants for our problems or we blame Muslims for our problems, we're not solving problems. All we're doing is dividing each other. That's not the kind of politics I want to practice. All right?
Ladies and gentlemen, why is Hussein Obama promoting homosexual marriage at this junction in the campaign? How many of you recognize that what Hussein Obama said here contradicts 2,000 years of the moral teachings of the church? What would have happened had a Republican candidate stated that everyone's entitled to their opinions, but that the Sermon on the Mount should be the determinant of all political activity in the United States of America. Now, Senator Barack Hussein Obama is promoting homosexual marriage right now for a reason. Does anyone know the reason why it's coming up now? In 17 states, ballot initiatives have said no to homosexual marriage. Why would Barack Hussein Obama choose to go against the will of the people, particularly black people, by the way? Black people, probably to a 90th percentile, if not higher, oppose homosexual behavior and homosexual marriage. I don't know. I don't think you understand how strongly black preachers preach against this kind of behavior. I don't think you understand it because the media won't let you know it. I know here in San Francisco when Annie Tuesom Newsom, our mayor, promoted homosexual marriage, there were wide protests by Chinese preachers and by black preachers and pastors, and the media turned their lights off and walked away. They did not want you to see the true face of the minority community in this sick, disgusting, demented, perverted, upside-down world of the government, the perverted liberal government media complex. And that's an issue. It's a big issue. It's a gigantic issue, and he's wrong. And Obama is not only wrong, Obama should be called out by the American media for daring to inject religion into politics. Yet the LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times did not cover this story for obvious reasons. And that is because the homosexual mafia is that powerful. Now, I know that many of you are shocked at what I'm saying because you don't hear any of this in the media. And that is because everyone in the media has already been warned in one way or another, never, ever, ever cross the path of the homosexual mafia or you'll pay for it. And so I understand their power. I know the power of the purple hand. I know how powerful they really are. They control Hollywood. They control the newspapers. They control television. And, of course, they're now about, in their minds, to gain control of the White House through Barack Hussein Obama. I told you 2 weeks ago on this show that I had heard through highly placed sources in Los Angeles that it was the gay moguls in Hollywood who started Obama's road to the presidency, that they are actually the people who put him on the road to the presidency, along with unsavory characters in Chicago who have yet to be turned out by the American media because the American media is incapable of looking at reality. Why? I'll let you figure out why, which way the wind blows, and you'll understand why, who, what, and how. So today is the big day. Oh, today is the big day. Obama versus Hillary. Can you imagine this country has come to this point that an unknown bagman from Chicago who is espousing 1960s hippie positions on virtually everything is running against an old woman in a pantsuit who had 8 years in the White House and made a disgrace of herself and of the United States of America, calling the FBI pigs, her and her family insulting the military, calling them pigs. You think I have forgotten this? You think I've forgotten China Gate, Cattle Gate? You think I've forgotten all the gates? You think they're just words? You think they have no meaning? Well, you don't believe they exist, do you? The reason they don't exist is because these issues have been sanitized by the vermin in the media. CNN, the worst of them all. A pox upon their house. May they be cursed unto the fifth generation for what they've done to this fine country. But then again, why is Hussein Obama promoting homosexual marriage using the Sermon on the Mount? How does he get away with this? Answer, because of the vermin in the media, particularly the vermin at CNN, who permit him to get away with it. Now there are so many other stories. China's trying to crack the U.S. computers and buy nukes. No kidding. You thought Dianne Feinstein had you fooled? China is trying to crack. The Chinese military continues to increase spending on efforts to break into U.S. military computer system, expand its navy, and invest in intercontinental nuclear missiles and weapons to destroy satellites. Up to me if I had the power. If it was up to me, if I had the power, by executive order, I'd take out half the people in Congress and put them into a prison cell in an orange jumpsuit for what they've done to this country and what they continue to do to this country. But I have no power. Don't confuse me with a man who has any influence or power. I am simply a talk show host with a simple opinion on many issues. And I will not stop until the show stops. Now, whether or not the enemies of freedom and the enemies of free speech win or not win is really out of my hands at this point. I don't know whether they're going to win. They're trying to do it through Muslim front groups like CAIR, in my opinion. The gays have been after me ever since 4 or 5 years ago when I dared stand up to them in a stunt on television. I understand the powers that I'm going up against, but this is my lot. This is where I've been placed. You may think that I'm insignificant. You may think I'm significant. It's your decision. It's the third largest radio show in America, whether you know it or not. Allegedly 10 million listeners. My guess is it's more like 20 to 25 million listeners on an irregular basis over a week. But that's irrelevant. What's relevant is my ideas resonate with an awful lot of Americans. And so you can say what you want to say, but I see what's going on, and I see it so clearly it's becoming increasingly painful to me to see a stooge like Barack Hussein Obama getting away with virtual verbal murder. A stooge. Getting away with it because he is of mixed race and the vermin in the media are afraid of touching anyone of mixed race. And because he is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the homosexual powers in Hollywood and by real nefarious creatures in Chicago, as everybody knows, who has studied his background, and yet he gets away with it. What amazes me is that Hillary Clinton has permitted him to get this far. That Hill and Hillary Clinton, and let's face it, these are formidable opponents, and yet he's beaten them at every turn. Now, the reason he's been able to beat them is because he has actually whipped them with their own strategy. The reason Obama has been able to supersede Hillary thus far, in my estimation, if you want some analysis, is because he's a product of the Clinton rhetoric, and his advisors and he are very clever. They figured out how to use the rhetoric of liberals against them to destroy them. And so as our first affirmative action candidate for the presidency, actually they're both are our first affirmative action candidates for the presidency, both Hillary and Obama when you think about it. Think about what I just said to you. They are the first affirmative action candidates for the presidency in my estimation. And the interesting thing here is that the man of mixed race is trumping the woman for reasons that are very interesting that we can talk about. But if you want to talk about what I just said, and you take umbrage with what I just said, you know what? Turn the show off. I don't even want you to listen because your ears, your very ears pollute my show. Al on WOR, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. You know, Michael, I read your book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. And boy, you are a genius. You are absolutely a genius because everything you said in that book comes through. It seems to be coming true. You mentioned Iran and Iraq, how they would get together and end up grouping up against the United States and how they would spit in the face of our country. And you were absolutely right in that book how you stated it with the Sunnis and the Shiites. Michael,
correct.
You are a genius, Michael.
I don't think there's anybody in the American political or media landscape who can match me on international relations. Nobody. I know that to be true. I've never been wrong yet. I've seen it from the beginning, that I began. I can deal with big things. I have trouble with the smaller things, Al. I can't really fix potholes, which is why I really don't like doing local radio. I'm not good at fixing potholes. I'm not good at the governor level. I'm not very good at the governor level. I'm pretty good on international relations, and I pretty much see exactly what's going on, which leads us right back to the disaster called Barack Hussein Obama. The man is a disaster. And if this man is permitted to become the president, God only knows what will happen to the United States of America.
I agree with you, and I...
Thank you for the call. I'll be right back.
I believe that everybody in this country should be treated equally. And that means people should be treated equally on the basis of race. They should be treated equally on the basis of gender. And they should be treated equally on the basis of sexual orientation.
Okay, now he's owned lock, stock, and barrel by the gay lobby. That's why he's bringing it up now. They've asked for payback. And he's asking probably for more funds from them right now. So they said, well, we'll give it to you if you bring up the issue. Now, in one way, the junior senator is right about Jesus telling us that all human beings have inherent dignity. I can accept that. However, we as a society have to discourage people from engaging in behaviors with known health risks, with known moral, social, and health risks. And most importantly, we must not use governmental power to encourage this kind of behavior or other behaviors which have known moral, social, and health risks. Can you imagine what would happen if someone said that all people are created equal, race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, and the choice of drug use, and that includes the use of any drug anybody wants, and that, of course, you don't have to use heroin, but those who do should be allowed to use heroin. All drugs should be legalized. Well, you would say that that's not right, that a society must discourage people from engaging in behaviors with known health risks. Don't we discourage people from smoking? Aren't we lectured every day to how evil tobacco is and how evil fat is and how evil sugar is and how evil soda is? Well, that's because we want people to be healthier. How can we never hear about the known health risks of certain behaviors? Why are they off limits? What about the moral damage being done to America by the gay propaganda? What about the social meltdown of society as a result of this constant propaganda? 1-800-449-8255, phone number michaelsavage.com. If you want to see the article, Clueless and Obama Nation, from CNS News by Robert Knight. It's up on michaelsavage.com. Read it for yourself. Las Vegas, Dan, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Michael, all you do is you badmouth Obama saying he would not be a good president when all the...
Hold it. I just gave you a reason. What do you mean all I do? I'm not speaking in generalities. I'm speaking specifics.
You just said you don't think that him saying gays should be equal, would not be a good thing. Why would you say that? Are you homophobic?
Oh, are you now, or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? Who the heck do you think you are?
You are.
Who do you think you are asking a question like that? You're telling me you want our children to be told that it's okay to be gay? You want them lectured every day that it's okay for a boy to lay down with a boy and a girl with a girl? You think that's what children should be learning in school?
Did I say that?
Yes, you did. Let's talk about taxes. Your man Obama wants to raise taxes. Isn't that correct?
Well, that is true, sir.
Are you in favor of higher income tax?
For certain people, yes, sir.
Oh, for certain people, but not for yourself?
For people like you.
Uh-huh. Well, that's why you're not going to win, because there are more people like me than there are people like you.
Well,
you see, losers like you have always wanted higher taxes for people who make more than them, because they're jealous and they're stupid. And consequently, they want anybody who's smarter than them to pay for their stupidity. So I understand where you're coming from, Dan, but we have not yet had a Chavez-like revolution in America. But, of course, if your man Obama wins, we will have a Chavez-like revolution in America. Isn't that what you really want, Dan?
Let me explain. For things like toothbrushes, for things, necessities that people that don't have a lot of money need to pay for, they should not be taxed on those things. For rich people and wealthy people that want to buy expensive and want to buy these large homes and huge cars, they should be taxed more for things like that because those are not necessities.
A dummy? Hello, dummy. They are taxed more, dummy. When I buy a larger car, I pay sales tax, dumbbell. What do you think that is? It's a graduated sales tax, dumbbell. A $3,000 used car, let's say I pay 6% sales tax. What's the tax on that? You can't figure it out. Get a computer. What's the sales tax on a $100,000 car at 6%? Isn't it higher, Dan?
You're not getting my point. You're the dumb.
Of course I'm getting your point, but you're like a dumb student. I'd have to leave you back if you were in the fifth grade. Get off my show. See, this is who Obama appeals to, the loser and the dummy. The loser and the dummy, and of course, those with an agenda. And I will not stop. In fact, I'm going to ramp up my exposure of Obama's 60s hippie Castro Chavez philosophy. I will not stop. 60s hippie Chavez Castro philosophy. Okay? I will not stop. Obama wants to grant amnesty to the illegal alien. 80% or more of the American people want the illegal alien turned out of our country. And this creep has the nerve to say, with his big booming voice, it makes it sound like it means something. Oh, give everybody citizenship. And who will pay for it, Hussein? Who's going to pay for it, Hussein? You? Who's going to pay for it, Hussein Obama? You? He's a totally corrupt politician, an absolutely and totally corrupted politician from the top to the bottom. Now he's hijacking Christianity on top of it all. He's hijacking Christianity after saying he's not a Muslim. And he's a Christian. He prays to Jesus every night. Now he hijacks and misinterprets the Bible on purpose. And he goes against 2,000 years of church moral teaching the same way Islamists have hijacked Islam and go against the teaching of Islam. Did you hear what I just said to you? You better write that down. This man has hijacked Christianity by going against 2,000 years of church moral teaching, saying that Jesus' Sermon on the Mount says that homosexuals have the right to marry. That is total rubbish. That is total rubbish. But that's just one of the issues. Let's do taxes next.
Savage.
I am a Christian. I praise Jesus every Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
But
sure. Gene, hold it. Let's talk. You hear him change? Did you hear him change his speech? I don't think you understand how dangerous these demagogues are. Remember Hillary used to change her voice depending upon the crowd? She would speak in tongues when she was in certain communities in the South. She would speak with a rising inflection when she was in Westchester, New York, in a deli. Now we got Obama suddenly breaking into an Al Sharpton. Listen to when Hillary went into speaking in tongues.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Can you believe that this creature in a pantsuit could be the president of the United States? Can you believe that the other creature could be the president of the United States, that we've fallen this far? It's all because of George Bush, by the way. It's because of George Bush's behavior and errors that we have such a paltry cast of would-be occupants of the Oval Office. God only knows John McCain is sort of wanting. I call him the Tin Man quite affectionately. But that's being benevolent, by the way. So here we are. There's nothing more I can say. I mean, you want to go down the issues. You're talking about electing a 60s hippie philosophy here, a man with a 60s hippie philosophy, with a little Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro thrown in. And I don't know what percent of him is more like Castro or more like Chavez, but I guarantee you, no matter how his rhetoric sounds, it is very much like Castro's rhetoric in the beginning when he was sort of a moderate revolutionary before he started arresting and executing his cohorts, or like Chavez's, who in the beginning sounded somewhat moderate until we saw he seized and nationalized industries and things of that nature. Now let's go back to clip two, and I won't say a word.
I'm a Christian. I praise Jesus every Sunday.
But now it's Sunday. Hold on, I got to stop. A man who graduated with his degree, his law degree, he did so by saying Sunday or Sunday. Do you think he used the word Sunday when he was at, where was he, at Harvard or Princeton? They say Sunday at Harvard or they say Sunday? All right, let's go back. I won't interrupt it again.
I'm a Christian. I praise Jesus every Sunday. But I just want everybody here to know that sometimes, particularly in the African-American community and the church sometimes, I hear people saying things that I don't think are very Christian with respect to people who are gay and lesbian.
You do know that over 90% of African-Americans totally oppose homosexuality and totally oppose homosexual marriage. Their family structure is already severely damaged by the moral degradation of this society. They know, they understand what devastation a further degradation would have upon their community. And, of course, their devout Christian upbringing has not yet been distorted by propagandists like this fellow, Barack Obama. But if you think that this assault by the gay mafia is limited to Obama bringing up this issue in the middle of an important campaign, you're mistaken, because just today, the so-called California Supreme Court heard, appropriately enough, oral arguments, thank God they were oral arguments, about the legality of same-sex marriage in the state. I mean, we have to be thankful for small favors, and thank God they were oral arguments only. But let's listen to clip 20.
If the electorate in California were to pass an initiative this November that said that prisoners, even prisoners on death row, are not allowed to get married, this court, I submit, would strike that down as being unconstitutional, even though the electorate said so. Why? Because there's a fundamental right
listen,
to marry.
Listen, you get this pervert off my show. Listen, you twisted sicko. Let me explain something to you, you fork-tongued piece of garbage, because I'm going to break something in the studio today. I want you to notice something here that's very important. The homosexual mafia is now trying to steal democracy from the voters in the state of California. The very same community that claims they believe in equality, they call themselves Equal Rights Now or Human Rights Now, are saying to the voters of the state of California that your vote means nothing because we disagree with you. We don't believe in the voters. We don't believe in the popular will. We don't believe in the ballot initiative. We believe in activist judges. So since we control the state of California's media, and since we control the state of California's legislature, we're now going to gain control of the people of the state of California. We don't care how repugnant it may be to them, but now we're going to the California Supreme Court, and we're going to override the will of 6 million Californians who came out and said no to homosexual marriage. Now you see who's doing it. Who is the fascist here? Why, it's the little man from the Lambda, whatever legal foundation, who's saying we don't like the popular will. We don't like the popular vote. The people be damned, in other words. We will speak for the people. Now, we go on. I don't think I can take any more because I will get angry, and I have not yet gotten angry. Let's listen to what the so-called California Supreme Court judge said in 23.
Our focus here is whether the statute and the common understanding of marriage is unconstitutional on its face, whether the definition excludes individuals in California for the right of free choice. That is right to choose their life partner, and I think that's the focus here is deciding on whether the statutes presented are unconstitutional because it denies a group of people or an individual a right of free choice.
Mm-hmm. On the face of it, that sounds so fair, and we all want fairness. It's a very fair argument, and we'd expect nothing but fairness from these folks because you know that they believe in fairness and the popular will. Now play 23, the one I asked for.
Our folk.
If we were to agree with you that it is unconstitutional, Would not the people, through their initiative power, be entitled to amend the Constitution to reverse this court's decision?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm sure that tomorrow, if that were to happen, there would be initiative ballots being distributed to do that. But that initiative itself, in our opinion, would be, if it were passed, would be unconstitutional. You can't take away a fundamental right.
Oh, shut up, you sicko. Shut up! Shut up! Go back to Polk Street. Everything gets a law degree today. So in other words, yeah, the judge says, even if we agreed with you, with your sick logic, what if the people then went and passed an initiative amending the Constitution to reverse what we just did? He says, well, they would do that, but that would be unconstitutional according to us on Polk Street and in Hollywood. And so therefore, since we control everything, we'll say it's unconstitutional. Now, I want to remind you that every dictatorship, without exception, has declared what they did in the most reprehensible things they've done to be according to law. I don't think you understand that. I don't know of many dictatorships that did horrible things and said we're doing them because they're horrible things. In fact, most dictatorships go out of their way to say it's quite legal to do what they're doing. I can show you case after case, whether it had occurred in Hitler's Germany or in Chavez's Venezuela or in Cuba, Castro's Cuba, where 14,000 innocent people were executed by him and that old skunk, Raul, who should be tried and executed for murder. The two of them should be taken to The Hague and executed for murder for what they've done in their country. But since the world is now run by socialists, mainly in the European Union, the number one and most dangerous socialist being Javier Solana of NATO, perhaps the most dangerous man in the world in terms of freedom. Here's a man who stole Kosovo from Serbia. Here is a man who talked Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton into painting over the Air Force insignia on our airplanes and painting NATO markings on our airplanes in 1998 and bombing innocent men, women, and children in Serbia, destroying every bridge over the Danube River, killing 2,475 innocent Serb men, women, and children in railroad stations, in hospitals, in orphanages, pictures that were rarely shown outside of Europe. Not widely distributed by the perverted press. So this man, Javier Solana, is the most dangerous man in the world in terms of human freedom. And, of course, that's the danger we're in right now because Obama, to come back to the issue of today, is by all estimations in step with worldwide internationalist opinion on virtually every issue. Do you understand that? The sovereignty of America will not slip away under Obama. It will be given away virtually overnight. Now, you think Hillary's any better? I don't know. Maybe by an iota. Perhaps by an iota. Is McCain any better than Obama? Perhaps by two iotas or three. McCain is just a blink away from both of them. He is Soros' candidate. We understand he's an open borders guy. He's a big tax guy. In other words, he's Bush 2. Actually, McCain would be Bush 3 in a different form. And that's very, very disgusting to perceive. But nevertheless, we get something out of McCain, a few things here and there. I don't think they'd seize our guns. I don't think McCain would go wholeheartedly down the river of, risking our national security the way an Obama would, who's willing to speak to the Hitler of Iran and the Mussolini of Venezuela, for example. So on a few issues, it's got to be McCain. But on social issues, he's a twin for Obama and Hillary. Now, let's bring up another issue, global warming, which we know is a fraud promulgated by Al Gore and his gangster cronies in order to bamboozle the world into giving him business in the form of carbon credits and other things. There's a fortune being made in global warming, almost in the same manner as there is in recycling. As you know, recycling is another liberal bugaboo, which costs more in energy than it actually saves. But we won't tell you any of that because it's too complicated for those of you who put the plastic in one and the cans in the other. I don't want to upset you. But the actual cost of gathering those things and melting them down, according to an analysis I've read, it comes out to be a net loss in terms of energy savings. But there are people making a lot of money on recycling, so you're not allowed to mention it. And the same with global warming. It's the next big thing in the sky for those into this kind of thing. Now, where does McCain, Obama, and Hillary stand on this? The same place that all the politicians do, on the wrong side of science. So what chance do we have? What chance do we have in this country if we have such intellectually inferior and corrupt individuals running for the highest office in the land. Tell me, do you understand that or not? Anyway, I'll take your calls right now on any topic that you would like. 1-800-449-8255. Mike in Houston, Texas, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, thank you very much. I wanted to comment first on Obama. If he only knew what the gospel said last week, I went to Mass last week, and the gospel was talking about blindness. This guy is obviously blind, but that's beside the point. What I wanted to talk about, Mike, was your manifesto you did a couple of years ago, and people were calling in, and they were crying. And I remember you talking about reversing the, you know, pay people to have children, and then, you know, the war could be over in 48 hours. And I just wish you would elaborate on that some more. And that was the best show I've ever heard anybody do in my entire life.
Oh, where I read what I would do if I had the power, and I read, like, what Savage's manifesto of what I would do if I ran for office?
Absolutely. I came in, I pulled in, I ran to my house, I unplugged I took my radio out of the closet, plugged it in, pulled the antennas up, and I was glued.
Yeah, because it's what people want to hear our candidates talking about and saying right now. Instead, we're getting the same crap. Medicare, Medicaid, and global warming. Medicare, Medicaid, global warming. Universal Cuban-style health care for every weakling in America. Global warming, global warming, global warming. Gay rights, gay rights, gay rights. Nothing has changed in this entire country since the Democrats started this in the 1980s. I'm going to look for it during the break, and I'll be right back.
Savage.
The Lord be willing, we found not only the piece that gentleman just mentioned. It's from October 12, 2006 at 4:30 a.m. I also found the written version of it, and we have the recorded version of Savage's Manifesto, where I cover what I would do domestically and what I would do from domestic and internationally. I have not read the whole thing. I hope I'm not embarrassed, but let's listen to it right now. I woke up last night at about 4 a.m. I couldn't sleep. I heard a rumbling in the sky, and I know what that low rumbling in the sky means. I know that the gigantic bombers are on the move. They're coming out of the Air Force Base near Sacramento. I didn't have to read about it in the paper today. I just know they're moving them. I don't know where they're moving them. I don't know how many were being moved, but I heard the low rumble in the sky at 4 a.m., and I said, thank God something's going on behind the scenes, because this is getting out of control. You've got a psychopath threatening New York and Washington, D.C. You've got an invisible president. You've got a quavering Secretary of Defense. You've got a Secretary of State that went over to the Palestinian side, meaning the PLO side. It's astonishing to me what a group of hollow men we have running this country. And then I couldn't sleep. I couldn't get back to sleep after I heard that low rumble, because things are very terrifying right now if you really listen carefully. You don't have to put your ear to the ground to know what's going on in this world. All you got to do is take your blinders off and stop watching baseball and get your eyes off YouTube and get your eyes off pornography and get your eyes off, you know, the latest lingerie on YouTube. Stop listening to Moloch's madnesses and start looking at what's going on in your world. And I sat down and I wrote this. Take it for what it is. I wrote this down. I said, I met with my kitchen cabinet last night while cooking a light dinner. As I drank the Bordeaux, I consulted with my chief advisor, Teddy, a 10-pound gray poodle. In my kitchen cabinet with us were Plato, Moses, Jesus, John Locke, George Washington, Lincoln, Patton, and God. Here's what my kitchen cabinet recommended for rescuing America. I wrote out a 4-page plan. You think I'm just a funny guy, huh? Let's start with my plan for rescuing America. Page 1, domestic, A. Cut federal income taxes by 2% per year over 4 years for a minimum total of 8% over 4 years. B, reduce federal government departments in size by 4% each year for a total reduction of size by 16% over 4 years. C, eliminate all public assistance for able-bodied recipients. Cut off all public assistance for immigrants for 5 years. Repatriate those who are not working after 2 years. D, immediately impose tariffs on cars and trucks owned by foreign entities, even if they're manufactured in America. E, cause illegal aliens to build a wall between the United States and Mexico and then repatriate them. Pay them a one-time worker fee. F, increase pay for active duty combat troops by 10%. Number two, fire any unmarried military person becoming pregnant while on active duty. Shall I continue? I will, whether you want me to or not. Here's the rest of my domestic policy for saving or rescuing America. G, make abortions illegal except when the physical survival of the mother is threatened, to be determined by three medical doctors. Number two in that category, require a NORPLAN for all women on welfare of childbearing age. H, close all houses of sex and massage. I, expand the DEA while decriminalizing most drugs. J, regarding the media. 1, eliminate all foreign ownership of any American media entity. 2, break up overly large conglomerates like News Corporation. K, encourage childbearing among tax-paying citizens. Create a marriage incentive through lower taxes for married heterosexual couples and a government subsidy for each child conceived and carried to birth. Increase the subsidies for each year the couple remains married. L, repatriate all illegal immigrants now incarcerated. Encourage all other illegals to self-repatriate through double taxation on wages and fines on employers. This is Michael Savage. I'll go on with my international program for rescuing
Hold on,
America.
Let's pause right here. That's a summary of some of the domestic plans that I have. Now you say, well, why would I have called for the double taxation on wages and fines on employers of illegal aliens? That would be to pay for their hidden social costs, i.e. The free education, medication, and legal services that the illegals are stealing from us. Huge costs, monster costs. So now that I finish with the domestic, I will soon pick up on the international, what I would do internationally when I return. In fact, for your listening pleasure, since we're all just waiting for see who wins tonight on the Savage Nation, I'm going to open the next hour with this whole monologue of what I would do, my manifesto. Now, how come if I can spell out what I would do on taxation, pregnancy, abortion, drugs, the media, repatriation of illegals, how come Hillary, Obama, and McCain touch on about 10% of these topics? Why do you let them get away with it? Why do you let them get away with
Savage.
It?
Savage.
Warning, the Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Last night at about 4 a.m., I couldn't sleep. I heard a rumbling in the sky, and I know what that low rumbling in the sky means. I know that the gigantic bombers are on the move. They're coming out of the Air Force Base near Sacramento. I didn't have to read about it in the paper today. I just know they're moving them. I don't know where they're moving them. I don't know how many were being moved, but I heard the low rumble in the sky at 4 a.m., and I said, thank God something's going on behind the scenes because this is getting out of control. You've got a psychopath threatening New York and Washington, D.C. You've got an invisible president. You've got a quavering Secretary of Defense. You've got a Secretary of State that went over to the Palestinian side, meaning the PLO side. It's astonishing to me what a group of hollow men we have running this country. And then I couldn't sleep. I couldn't get back to sleep after I heard that low rumble because things are very terrifying right now if you really listen carefully. You don't have to put your ear to the ground to know what's going on in this world. All you got to do is take your blinders off and stop watching baseball and get your eyes off YouTube and get your eyes off pornography and get your eyes off
you know, the latest lingerie on YouTube. Stop listening to Moloch's madnesses and start looking at what's going on in your world. And I sat down and I wrote this. Take it for what it is. I wrote this down. I said, I met with my kitchen cabinet last night while cooking a light dinner. As I drank the Bordeaux, I consulted with my chief advisor, Teddy, a 10-pound gray poodle. In my kitchen cabinet with us were Plato, Moses, Jesus, John Locke, George Washington, Lincoln, Patton, and God. Here's what my kitchen cabinet recommended for rescuing America. I wrote out a 4-page plan. You think I'm just a funny guy, huh? Let's start with my plan for rescuing America. Page 1, domestic, A. Cut federal income taxes by 2% per year over 4 years for a minimum total of 8% over 4 years. B, reduce federal government departments in size by 4% each year for a total reduction of size by 16% over 4 years. C, eliminate all public assistance for able-bodied recipients. Cut off all public assistance for immigrants for 5 years. Repatriate those who are not working after 2 years. D, immediately impose tariffs on cars and trucks owned by foreign entities, even if they're manufactured in America. E, cause illegal aliens to build a wall between the United States and Mexico and then repatriate them. Pay them a one-time worker fee. F, increase pay for active duty combat troops by 10%. Number 2, fire any unmarried military person becoming pregnant while on active duty. Shall I continue? I will, whether you want me to or not. Here's the rest of my domestic policy for saving or rescuing America. G, make abortions illegal except when the physical survival of the mother is threatened, to be determined by 3 medical doctors. Number 2 in that category, require a NORPLAN for all women on welfare of childbearing age. H, close all houses of sex and massage. I, expand the DEA while decriminalizing most drugs. J, regarding the media. 1, eliminate all foreign ownership of any American media entity. 2, break up overly large conglomerates like News Corporation. K, encourage childbearing among tax-paying citizens. Create a marriage incentive through lower taxes for married heterosexual couples and a government subsidy for each child conceived and carried to birth. Increase the subsidies for each year the couple remains married. L, repatriate all illegal immigrants now incarcerated. Encourage all other illegals to self-repatriate through double taxation on wages and fines on employers. This is Michael Savage. I'll go on with my international program for rescuing America. I'm sure that most of you would turn the program off. You'd rather listen to the hollow men in the media. Go ahead and listen. I don't care anymore. We've got a hollow, empty suit running the country. We've got a hollow, empty skirt wanting to run the country. And the only people who can save this country have been silenced by the media bosses. So I'll go on with my international plan for rescuing this great nation. International here if you want. Or you want me to go on. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, should I play what I wrote in October 12, 2006. Can you move the tape away from Iraq to Iran, guys, and pick it up from there? Just take a moment. I'll read them what I wrote about Iraq. Divide Iraq into 3 to 4 sectors, Sunni, Shiite, Kurd, and international. Remove all U.S. troops after above is achieved. See, if we were to divide Iraq into a Sunni, Shiite, Kurd, and international sectors, what you see going on with Iran stepping in to pick up the disaster that George Bush created wouldn't be going on. He wouldn't be inheriting the entire nation of Iraq and all of its oil, which is liable to be what the end result is here after all the deaths and the trillions of dollars down the toilet. Iran is liable to be the big winner here. So are you guys ready to go with what I said we should do with Iran? Okay. Because we had a problem with Iran then. I realize we still do. North Korea was a problem. You don't think they're a problem now? Remember they had just launched missiles into the Pacific Ocean? Just tell me when you're ready. We've got Iran, North Korea, Israel, the Arab entities, China, and the United Nations and Mexico as issues. And when you're ready to go, we will play it. Until that point, I'll pick it up on Iran. Go ahead. B, Iran. 1, sanctions, embargoes, and mine their harbors. Nothing goes in, nothing comes out. C, North Korea, destroy their launching platforms, impose a naval blockade on all goods coming in or out except food. D, Israel, Arab entities. Give Israel 4 years to become self-sufficient. Cut off all foreign aid to all nations. E, China, 20% tariffs on all China-made goods immediately, rising by 5% each year for each year China refuses to revalue the currency. F, United Nations, withdraw immediately, remove all diplomats and staff, convert the United Nations building into housing for the working poor. G, Mexico, force Mexico to pay one barrel of oil for every illegal alien in the United States of America per month. I'm Michael Savage. I approve of this message. Well, now we'll go to the really important stuff like exit polls. As you understand, this is a media-driven circus that you're watching. The media is getting high ratings, which is what they sell ads around. And consequently, that's why we're seeing this pathetic circus of exit polls, exit polls, exit polls. It's a disaster. It's a shame. It makes me feel as though I'm living in a banana republic. I feel as though we need to invite an international entity into the United States to fix our system of electing a president. This is more like a fraternity hazing than it is a road to the White House. It has more of a fraternity hazing feel to it than it does anything else. There's very little of substance here. Most of it is simply who can raise more money, which unto itself is a disaster and a nightmare. So the exit polls, Obama wins Vermont. Oh, wow. No kidding. Obama wins Vermont. That's really unexpected. That is really, really unexpected. That would be like saying Jacques Chirac was the leader of France for a number of years. I mean, why wouldn't those whack jobs in Vermont who wrecked New York and left and then ruined Vermont a vote for Obama? And just think what they've done to Vermont they could do to the United States of America if he wins. Think about that. All the little red barns could be converted in the United States of America to little red re-education camps instead of little red bombs. Let's see what else. Any other news? Any other exit polls deadlocked in blah, 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 Rhode Island, blah, blah, blah. Okay, ho-hum. What would you like to talk about? Let's see. What are Obama's positions on civil rights? He already told us that. Let's see. Disabilities. We must build a world free of unnecessary barriers, stereotypes, and discrimination. Policies must be developed. Attitudes must be shaped. Buildings and organizations designed to ensure that everyone has a chance to get the education they need and live independently as full citizens in the community. So in other words, we need more wheelchair ramps. So that means the wheelchair mafia got to him. That means every small business in America will be broken over the wheel of political correctness so they can build toilets that nobody uses and wheelchair ramps that very few people use. I see what goes on in this city, and I see who's behind this stuff. Education. Oh, please. I've heard that too many. Education. Energy. Senator Obama has been a leader in the Senate in pushing for a comprehensive national energy policy and has introduced a number of bills to get us close to the goal of energy. Putting aside, he has found common ground on CAF, renewable fuels, and clean coal. What does that mean? I say, you want energy independence? I would have a Marshall Plan of $1 billion put into alternative energy research immediately. I would put $1 billion into solar, wind, and other energy sources, even the unknown. $1 billion into research almost immediately. What I would also do is drill in Anwar. I would also drill off the coast of California. I would also drill wherever and whenever there's an oil find without hesitation whatsoever, anything to break the monopoly of the psychopaths in dark robes with hooded eyes. Anything to break the dependence on these fascist Islamic criminals. These criminal gangs of fascist criminals. But the oil criminals own our politicians, in case you don't know, which is why we have almost no energy independence. Think about it. The oil gangs own the world. And the oil gangs, the only way we could stop them would be by drilling in Anwar. So in that regard, the liberals are the oil gang's best friends by blocking drilling in Anwar, drilling off the coast of California. And I'm a boater and I vote and I would welcome oil platforms off the coast of California. And I'd go on a massive building program of nuclear energy because it would take about 10 years, I think, to come up with even – I think it takes 8 to 10 years to build a nuclear power plant. So we may as well plan for the future and build 100 of them at the same time. They could be developed with private money because the corporations who would want to build them and then run them would probably easily fund them. This would not require any tax money. And remember, France is largely energy. France's energy is largely run on nuclear energy, in case you didn't know that, all you leftist environmentalists. France is run primarily by nuclear energy. The only reason we're not is because of the environmental insanities, the environmental crazy people. So let's go down the list. Ethics. Huh. So he's an ethical man. Really? How about the money from the Syrian in Chicago? He brings up the Jack Abramoff scandal. Well, I'd like to hear about some of the scandals that are floating around Obama's funding. Family. Well, he's a father of foreign policy. Tackled problems such as preventing the spread of weapons of mass destruction and stopping the genocide in Darfur. Has the genocide in Darfur been stopped? According to the Sunday newspaper, it's actually gotten worse because nobody will lift a finger to defend the helpless Christians who are all dark-skinned from being rounded up and killed by the Arab Muslim Islamists in Darfur in the Sudan. That's the one thing that you don't seem to get when the actors and actresses fly over there, which is that this is a genocide being committed by Arab Islamists, primarily upon black Christians. You didn't read that in the newspaper, boys and girls? Why? Because it makes Islamists uncomfortable, and you're liable to understand that they're at war all around the world, and they want to do to you what they're doing to them in Darfur, boys and girls, and it makes you feel uncomfortable to discriminate with reality and truth. Aww. Now we get to Obama's position on health care. Affordable health care for everyone. We now okay. So he's going to give free health care. In other words, Cuban-style health care to everybody. And Mr. Obama, who's going to pay for this gold-plated health care that you keep talking about? Immigration. He said there's divisiveness, but basically the other day he said that he would grant amnesty to the illegal aliens. So there it is. Obama fundamentally is a hollow man, if anything else. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Well, here's shocking news. Obama has won Vermont. Oh, that's a real shock. Yeah, all of the liberals from the Upper West Side of Manhattan who took over Vermont converted a little red... The little red barns into you know what. So then we got Ohio, Texas, Rhode Island, ho hum. You know, how excited? Why am I not? Why am I so like? Wait, let's put it the other way. I wake up in the morning and I see Wallbanger and others all bright eyed and bushy tailed somewhere in America, excited, like almost demonically excited about what was going to happen today. And I don't know. Until I made the coffee with the Italian machine and the laundry, I had a I don't know, the dog, the whole thing. I don't care. Why do I not care? Why am I? Is there something wrong with me? Should I see a mental health professional? Am I one of the few people in America who's disinterested in this primary season? Am I one of the few people in America who absolutely thinks it's a circus being created by the media simply to get the rubes to sit and watch it to drive up ratings, turning it into like something it isn't? Like, are you that excited about Obama and Hillary versus the Tin Man? I'm not. I mean, maybe I'm losing it here or something. Maybe I'm gaining it. It's hard to say. But we're sitting here with bated breath because any minute now, the polls are going to close in Ohio. And then in about an hour and a half, they're going to close in Texas. Oh, ho hum. Well, should I get the coffee and start drinking it now and look like an average news person? Get all excited and beady-eyed? I can't do it. I'll give you the results, but I don't really want to talk about it. I could care less. You know, there used to be a time in America that you voted on November 7th. The next day you were told who the president was. I never saw anything like this. This is going on, I think, like forever. It's over a year now. A year! What sane human being who is not demonic would want this job? Do you know any sane person would want this job? To promise things to people you've never met? To wave at people you've never met? To kiss babies and all that? I mean, what sane person would want this job? And that's what worries me. So, North Carolina, Joe, your comments, please.
Yes, sir. I'd like to congratulate you on your manifesto. That's exactly what this country needs. I'm a contractor by trade, and I've said over and over that we need a hard-nosed contractor-type individual in the country.
You are 100% right. That's what we need, an old-school longshoreman's view of the world. An old-school longshoreman's view of the world can save this country, nothing else. This soft socialist garbage that we're seeing dribbling out of the mouths of these three stooges disgusts me and frightens me at the same time. How could a former naval pilot like John McCain be such a...
Don't use her thing.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere we...
It is the Savage Nation. I don't know. I'm indifferent right now. Play Bobby Darin a little bit more. Maybe I'll feel better. I don't know. Maybe I need a coffee to perk me up. Something.
Watches the ships that go sailing.
I should go out on the boat tonight after the show at midnight. Do some night boating and hit a log and sink. Really night boating. I love the... Turn that off. I love watching the boats on the bay at night. The big boats. You know, the freighters coming in and out. The tankers. There's something so gorgeous about the lights of a ship at night on a dark bay. Wow. But I don't go. I don't go out. I don't do a lot of stuff I really should be doing. It's like regrets already. Every day is like, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? I don't know. Maybe I'm ready for the White Hat and West Palm Beach. Who knows? West Palm and the White Hat. Barack Obama has defeated Hillary Clinton in Vermont's Democratic primary. Blah, 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 blah. Liberal and independent. In Vermont, Obama beat Clinton among senior citizens. No kidding. Because he promised them 8 wheelchairs and 3 ambulance drivers, as well as among white women, 2 of her core groups. White women. Let's let that one go. Why would white women turn on Hillary and vote for a Barack Obama? Hello? They don't like her? Because she, like, looks like them? And they don't like themselves fundamentally? They see her, themselves in her? And they know what a nightmare they'd be as president? So they say, you know what? We're better off with him, an unknown quantity. I wouldn't trust myself to run the country, is what they're thinking. They say his focus on change prevailed over experience by nearly a 40% margin. There's a pollster who writes this garbage. People who went to journalism school, what would you expect? We expect Schopenhauer? Now we go on to 12 straight loss. All right, we'll see. The polls remain open in Ohio, Texas, and Rhode Island. Blah, blah, blah. And the old man, and you know, her husband's been undermining her. I told you that. Even former President Bill Clinton has said she must win both states to stay in the race. Even though a new ABC News Washington Post poll shows Democrats by 2-1 margin think the former first lady should fight on, even if she only wins one or the other. I think she should fight on also, by the way, for the safety of America. She should continue to try to expose him for what he is, Obama. Now, why would her own husband say she should drop out if she loses? Because he wants her to lose. He doesn't like an uppity woman. Don't you get it? He likes the woman home with the apron while he's someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. You know what I'm saying? Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. I know. I mean, that's what that song was about. I mean, he wasn't in the kitchen with Dinah, was he? Sure he was. He was in everybody's. He was in every diner with Dinah. But forget about the jokes. Good, bad, or indifferent. He didn't want this woman to win. He undermined her. He antagonized the African-American vote with his overbearingness. He antagonized white women with reminding them of who he was and what she put up with. He made her look weak. And if she loses, by the way, political historians or whatever they call themselves will write that it was he who did her in, by the way, her husband, because he... Look, you got to understand how power couples operate. They're alpha male, alpha female couple. You got the limber leopard versus the werewolf. And the werewolf didn't want the limber leopard dominating him. And so he undermined the limber leopard everywhere he could, because this is not the way the werewolf operates. Wolf boy did not want the limber leopard to win, because it would have usurped his dominance of the pack. You get it? Or is this, you don't even want to talk about it. You want to stick to the basics, the reality here, right? I have a fifth ear in my head in radio. I can actually hear what the audience is thinking. It's a weird feeling. I guess you could call it a little weird. I guess. Vermont town votes on Bush indictment. Oh, God, they don't stop. Let me take a call on something else. Spokane, Scott, welcome. What's on your mind today, Scott?
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
What's on your mind?
Oh, I want to know how Teddy's doing. Haven't heard.
Oh, I don't know. I gave him away.
Oh, man.
I'm joking. I wanted to get a rise out of you. Well, he actually has been away for a while with a dog sitter. Every week he goes to Irene, who's the camp counselor for our dogs, and she takes care of it because she has a dog he loves. And he you know, if he hangs around with me, Scott, the dog, you know, what does he do all day other than the walk in the morning? Then he lays around, how are you, rolls over. He listens to the show on his back for 3 hours, and he gets up and stretches. All he wants is another walk, and he's a. But if he goes to the dog sitter's house, he plays all day with the other dogs, and they walk for an hour. So once a week, he gets to go to Camp Irene.
You ever take him to play in the snow?
I didn't get up to the snow yet. Would you believe it? My allergies are killing me. I have paradise waiting up in the mountains, and I don't go.
Two and a half.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to be up there alone in a small house by myself in Lake Tahoe with a dog. I don't know. I could have done that when I was younger. I don't like that much isolation anymore, Scott. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah. Well, we got 2.5-3 feet of snow in the yard, and the dogs absolutely love playing in it.
You know what? Let's see. Has Teddy been in the snow yet? No, I don't. Take him up. This is the weekend. Either I go this weekend or I miss another snow. I mean, how many, you know, after many a summer dies the swan, it has been written. You know, how many winters and how many summers does a man have? Why should I miss the snow? Because I'm busy here sitting and looking at the screen now with what this schmuck or that schmuck voted for. You hear this? And whether they ate hot dogs with another demographic somewhere or tacos in the case of Texas. God, look what I did with all my education. I threw it down the toilet looking at these. It's unbelievable to me. What a shame. I started out idolizing Alfred Russel Wallace, Darwin, you know, my mind, God knows where the mind is of a young man. Look where I wind up in front of a screen looking at Hillary Clinton, Obama, and the Tin Man banging around in the background about to pop up. Where is the Tin Man? Why is that Huckabee still in this race? That guy really disgusts me. That egomaniac. I hope they impeach him for what he's done to the country. Who in the world wants to see this man anymore? Why is he still there trying to muck up the works for McCain? Why? He knows he can't win. Could you play some music for me? I'm really starting to blow it. If I have coffee at this hour, I won't sleep tonight, yet I need it. If I have Rockstar right now, I won't sleep for 2 days. Again, the same thing? I'm not in the mood for Bobby Darrett. Didn't we just play that when I came in on this? We did, yeah. Wow, I feel everything's slowing down. I feel like, woo, you know, like the everything is like slow. Slow. Exit polls. Hello, exit polls. Exit polls. Ugh. No, don't talk about the issues. No, just talk about exit polls and who raised more. That's the kind of president you want, is someone who could raise more money. People said to me, how come you didn't run? You got 60 million people went on your website and said voted, say, run for the presidency. Haven't you seen why I wouldn't run? Hasn't it come clear to you yet? Where does Obama get $35 million in a week? Where do you think he's getting the money from, you idiots? $35 million in a week or a month? Where'd the money come from? Well, I don't know. Grassroots. Oh, grassroots? You mean sand roots, don't you? You must mean sand roots, not grassroots. Didn't come from the prairie. Didn't come from the prairie. There's some big puppeteers out there. And they really like the marionettes on the stage. I can guarantee you. Because none of the marionettes, a longshoreman, will take a dislike to any of the puppeteers. You know, cut the strings. And start dancing to their own tune. Oh, no. They love being Pinocchio. It's like the dog that came in out of the coal. You know that story, how the first wolf became a dog. You know how that happened, don't you? Same thing with politicians. Don't assume they're wolves. These people don't hunt. They dance. Now, what do I mean by that? What do I mean these people don't hunt, they dance? It dawned on me that, I have a couple of thoughts on this issue that are worth sharing with you since we're sitting here just chatting over the Cracker Barrel of America. Remember that analogy in the 90s, how that sounded so appealing when talk radio really got big? Why, talk radio is like the old Cracker Barrel in the country store. God, is that old. guys who said that are no longer in business. You know where they are? They're like in a station, a College Station, Oklahoma, like doing the engineering. Remember that? Like there was a big era in talk radio that was big. I realized that when the first wolf, mankind started to settle down from hunting and he created the agricultural communities, right? There's a lot of food around and the wolf got tired of hunting. It was cold. It had arthritis. There was no medical care at the time for wolves. Universal wolf health care had not yet come about because Obama or Hillary had not existed in the wolf community. And so consequently, as man started to eat in the cave, and he threw the bones outside the cave door, according to some theories, and the wolves, who didn't want to hunt anymore, became scavengers. Instead of hunting, they ate like the bone with a little sinew on it. It was good enough. They didn't have to run down game. Then they hung around a little bit more, and they got like passive and submissive. They put their head down. They looked a little cute. Basically, the caveman came over and grunted and, all right, look, here's your job. You sit outside the cave. You just sit outside the cave while we sleep. While I'm in there with the old lady and the kids. And if you see anything like a bear or another guy in a loincloth approaching, you bark. And if you're good, I'll throw you a bone in the morning. And that's how the dog evolved. Whether it's a chihuahua or whatever, they all came from the first wolf who gave up hunting. You get what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to move from that to politics in a minute, I promise you. Tell me whether you think the analogy works. Now, when I go to mankind, most of us don't hunt for our food. We go to, you know, grocery stores and it's in cellophane. Even if we're vegetarians, we don't gather. We don't hunt. We don't gather. We basically are scavengers. It dawned on me that in many ways, we're like the domesticated wolf. We're like dogs. We human beings have become like dogs. We depend upon others to hunt or to slaughter for us or to farm. And so we are, in essence, eating carrion. All of us are eating carrion unless we're hunting for our food. And who does that? I mean, very few people do that. How many people do that? You know, like, no, I don't kill animals. I only eat them. But putting that aside, in essence, we're scavengers. The human race is made up of scavengers. Do you realize that? That it dawned on me that, like, the dog instead of the wolf. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now let's move from that to the politician. Where do they get $35 million from out of the blue? Every week, another $30 million, $40 million, $20 million, $10 million. Where's it coming from? Well, we don't know. Because we have an out-of-control system in the United States of America where foreign money, domestic money, is intermingled through front companies. And so we don't know whether it's Chinese, Saudi Arabian. We have no idea where the money is coming from and for which candidate. Consequently, we don't know who really is pulling the strings, which is why I say the politicians are more like marionettes than they are the puppeteers they pretend they're going to be. Do you understand? We think we're going to elect a puppeteer who is going to pull the strings. But all we're doing is picking which puppet we like more. And since I'm not that interested in marionettology, I'm going to take a break. Savage. Look, whatever is going on is very interesting and very troubling for the Republicans, which is the turnout for Democrats is running 2-1 over Republicans. And that's primarily because we in conservative talk radio have remained indifferent about John McCain. And you're indifferent on your own. You're not excited to go out and vote in a primary for a guy like him because you know he stabbed you in the back too many times. So this is a troubling sign for the Republican Party come November, but that's George Bush's doing. It's not your doing or my doing. If John McCain continues on this course, the next president of the United States is probably Barack Hussein Obama. God bless America. Because McCain is going to lose. McCain is on a losing path right now. He's doing exactly everything wrong. He's doing exactly what Giuliani did. I told you Giuliani would disappear. Nobody remembers him. Good luck to him. God bless him. He lost because he hired a bartender to run his campaign who disrespected the conservative base and said, we don't need them. They got nowhere else to go. We don't have to go on his show. Go on Jon Stewart's show. Go on Jay Leno's show. Go on Letterman's show. Do the ha-ha-ho-ho circuit, Rudy, and you're going to win. And then look where he is today. Same thing with McCain. Goodbye, Charlie. He's finished. I could play this chess game out for you. It's over. That's unless he fires his manager right now and gets somebody who really knows what's going on in this country, which is unlikely. McCain did not become McCain by knowing what's going on in this country. McCain became McCain through a series of steps, a noble, wonderful man who by step was degraded. Step after step after step was degraded by the process called politics. One after the other, one step after the other, after all these years, he's been degraded into what he has become. How could he ever understand that you, the conservative base, that listens to the Savage Nation and some other radio shows and goes on certain blogs that McCain will never appear on, will not turn out and vote for him? How can he understand that? A man who said he'll grant amnesty to illegal aliens, a man who was in favor of the Dubai ports deal, a man who wants to raise taxes, McCain-Feingold, McCain-Kennedy, okay? How many things? McCain-Abel. Is McCain Abel? I asked that 3 weeks ago. No one heard me. It'll be stolen tomorrow. That's a great line. What do I care? You know I did it first, if you're listening. Ooh, he said, is McCain Abel? That's good. Very biblical. Is McCain Abel? Great line. Only I could come up with it. It'll be stolen by within 3 minutes from some blogger, and tomorrow it'll be on someone's report that they discovered it. It's like Obamania, which I use for what are you? So he wins Vermont. The mystery man wins Vermont. And now we're waiting for the second wave of exit polls here on the Savage Nation. We got Ohio, the big one, the state that always seems to either be the votes are stolen. How does that happen in that? Why is that state so weird? Remember with the Kennedy-Nixon race? It's like magically turned against Nixon for Kennedy. And I don't even want to go there. Please, I don't want to get into it with submarine sandwiches. I can't do that. I cannot do that. But Ohio is always like that way. Then you got Rhode Island. You mean, how could the people in Rhode Island vote so left-wing? I don't get that part of it. I thought the guys in Providence liked this show. Texas, oh, that's a big one. The sun shines east, the sun shines. You know, you say a thing to me like Texas. What does Texas mean? What is Texas? Is Texas a state of mind? What? Texas gave us George Bush. So what would they know? What would they know about the politics? McCain wins GOP primaries in Ohio and Vermont. No kidding. Good. Terrific. And will the other moron get out of there already, the fool? Will Huckabee get out of the get out of the way and give this guy a shot to even be heard? No one even knows he's running. It's like Obama and Hillary and the old man, the average person. Who's running? I know Obama versus Hillary. You ask the average American, they think it's a race between Obama and Hillary for the presidency. If you watch Cops, for example, which I do in Scanning the Dial, I actually am amazed at the low nature of the human species. It's like a biological experience for me. It's like looking under a microscope at a world I know nothing about. I don't know how the police take it. I saw a Cops last night. A guy comes out with semi-long hair with no shirt on, a white guy. He's got a 400-pound wife in the back who can't even get off the stool. And he called the cops because his mother tried to strangle him, a drunk, because he wouldn't give her money for a bottle of vodka. And this was like in Ohio. And all I could do is look at this and say to myself, do you realize that they vote? Do you realize that that slob in the back there votes? The white trash husband votes and the drunk mother votes. And I said, this is democracy? This is, they have the same vote I do with all of what I've been through and the brain and studying. They have the same vote. You hear this? So you ask those people, the white trash guy with the long hair with the wife beater shirt, the mother on vodka who tried to strangle him, and the heifer wife in the back room. If you ask them who's running for who's the presidency racer, they'd say, oh, it's that colored. They don't even know McCain exists. They don't know who he is. The media has blacked out the president. They don't know that there's two parties. They don't know there's two parties. They think it's like, they don't know anything about parties. Well, they see every day, hey, Barack Obama, and Hillary, and McCain. In the background, the Tin Man clanking around, eating hot dogs and a taco here and there, clank, clank with Cindy, clunk, 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 clank. There he is, clunking in the background. And that's the media for you. They made the race between one Democrat and the other. So unless the conservative vote, unless the conservatives, rather, are encouraged, excited by McCain, in other words, if he doesn't start lying, he's finished. Let me put it to you that way. Let me turn it around another. Unless McCain starts to lie, he's finished. He can't win. There'll be no turnout for him. He's got to lie. He's got to say, I'm going to deport every illegal alien. I'm going to lower taxes. In other words, he's got to become a better liar than he has been. And I don't know that he's capable of it at this age. You know, people get set in their ways. And I think he's a pretty poor liar right now. He's not convincing. And that's why I think he's finished, personally.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
This is the Savage News Channel. And we can safely tell you that the Tin Man McCain has won in Ohio and Vermont. What a surprise. And Barack Hussein Obama has won in red Vermont, which is no surprise. And we have Ohio. We have Texas tonight. Probably come in while we're talking. And the Obama camp has asked to have polls kept open late in one county in Ohio. I guess they haven't yet been able to wrap that one up. There's nothing they can do over there. They got two real amazing stories between the Clinton camps and the Obama camps. God only knows what they're doing with the machines. But, you know, it's wonderful to see the two of them fighting over a district in Ohio like this. What chance would a man stand who has no political background and no political machine and no foreign money to become the president of the United States? In this day and age, I wonder. So there it is. That's we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting. Later reports as they come in. You can call if you want on this. The Democrats are pouring out to the polls 2-1 over Republicans. And that's because McCain is such a tepid candidate. And also because there's no race there, really. There's another reason. I mean, McCain versus Huckabee, how exciting. I mean, Huckabee's like the guy's in it for a book deal. They'll give him a $300 advance for some. Like a Buddhist press in Laramie, Wyoming, will give him a $200 advance for a book. After all of this, he thinks he's going to get like a big advance. You know, to him, like $50,000 is probably a big advance. He'll get a $300 advance and a free airplane ride to Norman, Oklahoma. The University of Oklahoma Press will probably give him a $300 advance. You know, the world according to Mike Huckabee. It'll sell very heavily in the districts where they wave snakes over their head and drink strychnine. While praying to the Lord, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know what his constituency is. They wave snakes. I don't know what that has to. What is? I don't know what that religion thing is. Jimmy Carter had that kind of thing, didn't he? Look what we got with him. The helicopters in the desert. Ahmadinejad came up during Jimmy Carter. That's because he grew up drinking strychnine and waving snakes. Look what you get with that. You know. And now we got another one. But Obama, yeah, praise to Jesus. You hear the Obama stuff that came out? That he said Jesus would be in favor of homosexual marriage. Amazing how they get away with it. If a Republican ever said that, he'd be out of business 2 seconds later. Where's that one where he talks about the thing? Obama talks about the Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount. Play it. I want to hear that one.
Everybody has the right to their own values and their own religion and their own practices. But I also know that the Sermon on the Mount says treat people as you'd want to be treated, that you know, when we start discriminating against and engaging in hateful speech and, you know, blaming gay people for our problems, just like we blame immigrants for our problems or we blame Muslims for our problems, we're not solving problems. All we're doing is dividing each other. That's not the kind of politics I want to practice. All right.
That's a really broadcasted statement. We're not blaming gays for our problems. We're not blaming Muslims for our problems. We're not blaming immigrants for our problems. We're saying immigrants are taking social services they didn't put into the economy and they broke into the country illegally. We're saying that gays have equal rights and they have no right to further destroy the institution of marriage because it's a moral abomination that is confusing to children and degrade society. And no one's condemning the moderate Muslim, such as yourself, Barak. The moderate Christian that you appear to be. You have no Muslim background. I guess you're disavowing your father and your grandfather's religion, which is kind of sad in a certain way. But no one's condemning Muslims. We're condemning Islamists. There's kind of a difference. And if you don't know that, God save America, because you won't. Now, the poll wins Vermont, Clinton, Obama voting results, Vermont, Texas. What happened to Vermont? Rhode Island. What happened to Rhode Island? Used to be in the hands of the guys in, like, the carting business. How did that happen that Rhode Island got taken away? I don't get that. Used to be a good old-fashioned corrupt American state that you could count on. In other words, we always knew there was graft and corruption, but who cared? The country went along. Everybody was... You could go shopping, for example, in certain districts that were known to be run by the carting people. And you could shop. You could leave your cars open while you went to have a dinner. You could leave the doors unlocked with packages on the seat. No one robbed the car. The minute it became a normal, safe neighborhood, your grandmother would get raped going for a container of milk. The minute it became, like every other city. In other words, the minute they rid the neighborhood of the undesirables, the neighborhood became unsafe. Isn't that interesting? The more they rid the country of certain undesirables, the more dangerous it becomes. What a paradox that is. Oh, my God. Well, I'm just sitting here. I'm just sitting here like filibuster with results. Every 2 minutes, we're going to get another result. The polls just closed, okay, like minutes ago. And in Texas, Ohio, Rhode Island, because it's going to happen during this hour. It's like giving birth. It's like I feel like the Democratic primary is going to give birth to a candidate within this hour, and I'm going to be here with you. This parturition is painful, I got to tell you. Does anyone have any dilation drugs where we could speed it up so we could all go home? I mean, can we make this happen already? Is there a doctor out there who could do a C-section and tell us the results so I can go home already? 1-800-449-8255. I haven't even gone to the stories of the day, the big stories, and there are quite a few on michaelsavage.com. There really are, to be honest. Here, look, exit polls, deadlock. Wow, my webmaster's that good? Woo! How did they get so fast? We have a change in the web department at the michaelsavage.com. The only thing is I wish they'd get that smiley picture of Hillary Clinton down and get, like a real one with the fading makeup and the pantsuit. I don't like the airbrushed picture. I'm more of a realist than that. I would also change the headline from China trying to crack U.S. computers and buy nukes to, like, something, more current. That's new. The Chinese are trying to take over the world, or already have, and we just don't know it yet. I said that to a Chinese friend. I said, I have a fear one of these days China will take over the world. She said they already have. I said, thank you. That was nice. That was very good. And your dim sum is even better. This Friday is a big day because my attorney goes to court to go before the judge regarding the Care versus Michael Savage, the attempt to drive me out of radio by attacking me. And boy, oh boy, I can't wait for Friday. I hope we win. But anything can happen because it's, liberal thinking. There's activist judges out there, and they're not my kind here in the Bay Area. Ha ha. Oh, no. It's the stench from the bench kind has made me clench. So since I've said it for 15 years, I'm not that optimistic. I tend to think that people on the bench with a gavel who wear a robe like people in robes, no matter what they would do to a conservative. That's the feeling I get. Gainesville, Florida. Matthias, welcome. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
How you doing, Mike? This is a big concern of mine and me and my church group. I'm a member of the Church of the Jehovah Warriors. I'm actually the founder. And one of the things that we have a concern with the homosexual marriage is the fact that homosexuals will flock to the countries, to the poor countries like the Philippines and Thailand and South and Central America, where the age of consent is 15 years old. The homosexual elite of this country have their pockets overflowing with money, and they will flock to those countries, and they will force children into homosexual marriages by their parents, who are going to want a big chunk of money. And this is a very major concern amongst the Church of the Jehovah Warriors. We are in
So you see, you're not only opposed to homosexual marriage for the fact that it flies in the face of all Christian teachings for the last 2,000 years, but you see even a more dangerous element, which is bringing in underage children as a spouse?
Mr. Savage, human trafficking, a lot of the times it's the parents themselves that are involved in it. Now, when the homosexual elite get their gay marriage approved, you're going to see human trafficking skyrocket 100-fold. People will start having children just so that they can sell them into these gay marriages. This is something that the American public has not thought of. I have been sending a letter off. I sent a letter to Pat Buchanan today.
How would you answer the other side that says what people do shouldn't threaten you? Why should it threaten you if two men get married? How does it threaten you?
Well, first and foremost, people have been perverting the words of Jesus Christ. They're sitting there and making a mockery of God in the presence of the holy angels and in his church. When Jesus said, "Thou shalt not, you know, he who has not sinned, cast the first stone," what did he say after that? He told the woman, "Go on your own way and sin no more." He didn't say, "Go on your own way, baby, and keep having fun." He didn't say that. What he said was, what he was doing was he was preaching change. Let him who has not cast the first stone, that he was saying, let the person have a chance for change. You see, under the Old Testament, the laws of God never changed. The moral code of God never changed. But what Jesus preached was forgiveness and change instead of just being stoned to death for the first time you make a mistake.
Well, right. So when Obama says that the Sermon on the Mount tells us that homosexual marriage should be legalized, that contradicts 2,000 years of the moral teachings of the church. That's a big news story, isn't it?
Well, yes. The thing of it is that these people don't read the Bible. They're not reading the same bad Bible I read. If you look at the Apostle Paul...
Oh, now, wait. Let's not get carried away. There is inherent dignity of all human beings, and we all can go astray, and we all do. We all agree on that. You and I do, right, Matthias?
Yes, sir. But what it comes down to...
Wait. And we're supposed to love our neighbor, and I can understand that, even though I sometimes can't do that. However, a society, if it has any reason for existing at all, should discourage people from engaging in behaviors with known health risks, such as don't smoke cigarettes, don't eat saturated fats, and they should encourage people from engaging in behaviors with moral risks as well. As well as social risks. Never should a government use its power to not only tempt people into the wages of sin, but to force people into the power of sin. Thank you for the call. That's my position. I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy. Admittedly, I don't live in Vermont. Admittedly, I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy who actually believes in the teachings of my fathers. And if you don't believe in it, well, that's your right. And if we ought to become a nation more like Brazil and less like the United States of America, so be it. There's nothing I can do about it. If more of the people want to live in a kind of decayed, rotten society where there is no morality and where anything goes, and if it feels good, do it. And if you want to live like a bunch of rabbits and turn this into sort of a Brazil with SUVs, so be it. I can't do anything about it. I'll be right back.
Savage.
We're watching and watching and watching and watching, and we all have the same, you know, where some of you are in cars, you don't have access to what I have, but most of you who are listening to the show can turn on the same internet and the same drivel will come out, and those foaming in the media will tell you this and tell you that. But to me, I don't know. I'm not that excited about the whole darn thing. Maybe it's me. I don't know. It could be me, not you. It could be it is the most exciting race in history, and I don't know it. Maybe I just had too many years of this to really care about a woman in a pantsuit. And an invisible man from the wards of Chicago and a tin man. I don't know. KNEW, Joe, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, you asked a question earlier about Rhode Island, how it can go some, you know, in this kind of, you know, passive way for these two Democratic candidates. The answer is when you kill the factories, you kill the farms, you kill manhood in America, you know, this is what you get. You get a service economy with a passive populace, and they're going to keep voting this way. I mean, this is the death of the country.
It frightens me to see that when you have demagogues like we have, primarily Obama is a very, very amazing demagogue, and Hillary's always been a demagogue, a specialist in her rhetoric. In fact, her rhetoric as a demagogue had been studied during the Clinton years by the communist Chinese who sent listeners. I remember the story distinctly. The communists were so impressed with Hillary's rhetoric that they sent cadres over here from China to study her, to learn how to sway the masses. Now, along comes Obama, who's even better and more adept at it than she is, which is amazing to me. And what actually are they promising the people? More and more giveaways and taking more and more from those who have it. Now, if that's not naked Marxism, I'd like to know what is. I'd like to know what is Marxism. This is exactly the rhetoric of Fidel Castro before he overthrew Batista. Health care for the sugar worker. Take from the corrupt, idle rich and give to the poor, and we're going to have equality. This is the rhetoric of communism that we're hearing, and the media is frankly in sync with them. This is why I have very little heart left for this thing. I really don't care, because I think we're doomed at this point. I think we're doomed. We have this tin man on the other side who says absolutely nothing. It's like an invisible candidate. This guy should be firing all his guns right now at them. They're firing them at him. Every debate has been about how bad the Republicans are and how bad Bush is and how bad McCain is, basically, by proxy. Do you think McCain is going to have the horsepower necessary to fight Obama? Obama will mop up the floor with him because McCain is stymied in advance. He's afraid of him because he's multiracial. So right away, he'll start walking around in eggshells. And Obama's smart enough to know how to use that to his advantage because he's used it all his life. Don't make any mistake about that one. He's gotten where he is through his brains, which includes, in part, his ability to throw off the opposition by imposing a guilt trip on them, white liberal guilt. And since McCain is a white liberal who is guilty, there's no question that Obama's going to use that trick on him. Over and over again, he'll say, "Now, John, did you think it was fair for your candidate, for your advisors, to use my middle name?" And John will go, "Never, never like to get anything that is special on Arab moment." The poor soul, and get out the Jackie Gleason music. So there it is, there it is, and this is amazing what's going on. Who would have thought that George Bush could do this to a country so quickly? Because make no mistake about it, he set out to destroy the conservative movement, which he did. Hey, you got to give Bush credit where credit is due. He set out to destroy the conservative movement, and he did. So, he has been successful in some ways. And so don't say that the man has failed at everything he's done. He may have given Iraq over to the Iranians in the long run at the cost of trillions of dollars and the loss of thousands and thousands of lives. But that's nothing. That's nothing. That's something presidents have the right to do. Look, Clinton bombed Serbia and got away with it, killing thousands of people. But to destroy the conservative movement? Ho! Now, there's a win.
Savage.
All right, here we go in Texas with 1% of the, 1%. Obama 58%, Clinton 41%. Whether that'll hold, no one knows. Vermont, as you know, Obama beat Clinton. That's no surprise. They're a far-left, radical, anti-American state. So naturally, they would gravitate toward Obama. He's their kind of guy. They're for homosexual marriage. He's for homosexual marriage. They're for taxing people to make over $50,000, $60,000 a year and call them rich. So he does. They're soft Marxists. So he's that kind of guy. Ohio, I don't know, Rhode Island closes, not closed yet. Texas really hasn't really closed yet, but very soon. McCain beats the Huckstorby in Texas. McCain beat Huckstorby in Ohio by a large margin, and McCain slammed Huckstorby in Vermont amongst Republicans. Maybe Huckstorby can get out of the way now and stop already looking for the next appearance on Saturday Night Live. It's embarrassing already. It's embarrassing already. Get out of the picture. That's all. Houston, Texas. Thomas, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you. I want to know, should I dump my best friend? He told me today he's ashamed to be an American, and because of that, he wanted to vote for Obama.
Did he really?
Yeah, I grew up with the kid. He moved to Seattle a couple of months ago, and it's like he'd been drinking too much of that Kool-Aid up there or something. I can't get it.
Well, I don't know how you can have any political discussions with him without getting agitated. I don't know how deep your friendship goes nor what it's based upon. You remain friends with him and say, let's not discuss politics because this is ludicrous and I don't want to argue with you. I like you as a friend, but I'm not going to talk politics with you. I mean, you don't have to throw it all out, you know, give it a chance.
I just thought I knew him, and then, you know, he leaves, and I went up to Seattle recently. I don't get the people up there. It's like the Kool-Aid's just running from the river or something.
Well, number one, they had for many, many years a very high suicide rate in Seattle, so there's a definite inverse, if not a direct relationship, rather, between the depression in Seattle, which may be related to the weather, and their left-wing, hatred for the country. It could be the weather. I don't know. People in that climate, the high degree of suicide, the last I checked, one of the highest suicide rates in the country. Now, whether people who are suicidal move there because it's gloomy and it matches their personalities as well, I don't really know. But that explains in part their anger, their self-disrespect, why they would be so anti-American. 1-800-449-8255, North Carolina, George, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, Michael, I want to, first of all, congratulate you on your brilliant assessment of the condition of the country that we're in now.
You don't have to be Einstein to take a look at the woman in a pantsuit, the empty suit, and then the Tin Man, and say this is the best we can do.
But on September 30th, 87, gracious Ronald Reagan made everyone sit down after he finished his conference on Judge Bork, and he took a question from me as a black minister. And I told him at that time that we needed revival in this country because of certain things that were going on at the time. The liberals were running roughshod over Judge Bork. Ronald Reagan replied to me, and he said that he goes into the Lincoln bedroom and he prays every day, and he could not run this country without it. What we have done is elect a novice who just got saved as a Christian to be the president of the United States. He engulfed himself with a bunch of Pentecostal preachers who are giving him wrong advice.
No, who are we talking about now?
I'm talking about George Bush.
Okay.
Right now.
After Ronald Reagan, who had used the Lincoln bedroom to pray in, we had a man who used the Lincoln bedroom to pray in. But with an E rather than an A.
And that's right. And then on top of that, I mean, we've been going on a downhill slide ever since. Ronald Reagan said, I go into the Lincoln bedroom and pray every day, and I could not run this country without.
Well, then Clinton went into the Lincoln bedroom to pray every day also on interns.
Office and the whole ball of wax is coming out. We are now reaping. Now, as a Christian, as a black Christian, I can tell you that without the Jewish Bible, I would not have the relationship that I have right now with my Savior. And I know that no nation...
But, George, all of your faith in the world, no matter how powerful and strong and beautiful it is diminishing in this country. And I also want to remind you, and I know this is going to sound very pessimistic, but, George, I can't help it except express it the way I see it. Remember that the ancient Israelites were once a great power. And what happened to the ancient Israelites is what's happening to America today. They strayed from the word of God. They started to do all the things that are being done in America and being glorified by the media. And consequently, God punished them. Just read the Old Testament. He punished the ancient Jews precisely for the same reasons that this country is starting to look as though it's going to go by the same way. I pray to God we don't wind up like the Israelites on Masada at the end of days, George. I pray to God that's not what's in store for this country.
Believe it or not, may I make one point?
Go ahead.
Yes. The United States, according to all of the readings of the Old Testament, is not in prophecy. And that's exactly what's going to happen to us, because a nation that kills 4,000 babies a day, supports homosexuals, and bringing it up now to the level of marriage is a nation that is bound for destruction. I don't care how much power we have.
Or so you as a black preacher, do you believe that Obama's right when he says that you heard the way he says the Sermon on the Mount tells us we should accept homosexual marriage?
No, I believe that Obama is a pimp for the devil.
What makes you say such harsh things about him?
Well, because the God of the liberals does not exist. They don't believe that Jesus Christ walked this earth. They don't believe that he was virgin born. They don't believe that he's coming back again. They believe that God is through with the nation of Israel, which he's not. Because Israel, Jerusalem is going to be the capital of the world, whether the world likes us or not. God gave Abraham over 300,000 square miles of land, and at no given time have they occupied more than 30,000 of it. Menachem Begin hit the nail on the head when he said to President Carter during the... He said, President Carter, may you read the Bible. He knows whose land this is. There's no question about it. Israel is going to be the center of this earth, whether we like it or not. They are the time clock for the world. And what is really getting the liberals upset is that they cannot do anything with the nation of Israel because they are still God's chosen people, and he will never, ever forsake them.
George, look, here you are, a black American, a preacher, applauding Israel, applauding conservatism. How come I've never seen you on national television? How come the government media complex buries men like you?
Because I've been on Crossfire 2 times, but I told Ted Turner, I said, you need a conservative black minister on this, or a black preacher, or a conservative on your station. And Ted Turner told me, he said, you had your shot. I was on twice with Pat Buchanan. And when I start speaking out about issues like this, even my friends in the Republican Party run away from me like I've got a plague or like I'm a scalded dog. Because if you
yeah, well, you know, I'm not running away from you. I haven't cut you off and said, ooh, he's too hot for me. I kind of love what I'm hearing.
Well, see, and the thing about it is this is what the issue is. If we don't have revival in this country and get back to the traditional landmark, last year in Israel, I was so ashamed. They had a homosexual parade in Israel, in the streets. And I said, wait a minute.
And opposing it were Orthodox Jews, fundamentalist Christians, and traditional Muslims. And the American and world media ignored the religious communities of Israel and instead glorified the rainbow flags.
And that's what they're doing, and they're trying to marginalize. Right now, since I've been here in Fayetteville, I hadn't been in the town more than a week before the radio station asked me to come on the 21st of January on WFNC, and then also in February I was on WFNC. The only hope that we have for America as it stands now is revival. And if we don't have revival, we're going to go down the tube because no nation...
Well, I know that that's the belief of many God-fearing Christians. You don't have to be religious to accept that. Why? What justifies a nation's survival if it's a degenerate, polluted land? Why should that nation exist?
Well,
if a nation is as degenerate and as polluted as we have become, where I don't want to go down the list, it's too painful. But when we see what goes on, when we see that the role models for our young women are these Hollywood sluts, and we see that the heroism of our men in the military is debased, and the instead extolled is the marriage between men. Tell me why such a nation should continue to exist.
Well,
is that a statue of liberty, or is that a statue of sodomy?
I think the thing about it is we're not going to survive. What prompted me to say what I said to the president was you have a gay community news. February 15, 1987, there was a...
Wait, let's go back to George Bush. Has he come out on any family values recently? He did one thing that I could give him credit for, which is he banned late-term abortion. You got to give him credit for that, George, don't you?
I absolutely disagree. In fact, I've been a pro-life. I've been to the United States Supreme Court, demonstrated against Thurgood Marshall, who the left...
No, but yeah, I understand what I'm saying, but George Bush did that. He was right about that, so... He gives a few little bones he throws to the conservative movement. But last question, George. If it came down to John McCain versus either Hillary or Mr. Obama, you would choose John, wouldn't you?
I would have to choose John McCain.
Yeah, well, that's the position we're in. And to hear people who are claiming to be liberal, conservatives or Republicans saying they'll vote for Hillary over McCain is insanity. It's absolute insanity. Thank you, George. I really appreciate your listenership. We are coming on to, 45 minutes after the hour here on the Savage Nation. But we're looking at the closing of the polls. You know already what's going on with the Vermont. McCain, of course, is winning because Huckabee has never been a real candidate, as you well understand. What's going to happen as a result of this tonight, I don't know. But we can see already in Texas, the latest show is Obama's smearing Clinton all over the mat. The latest thing is Obama. This is according to the Drudge Report. He got it up first. I don't know where he got it from. Maybe it doesn't matter where. Matt does a great job. Many of you are in cars and don't have access. Texas, Obama, 484,000. Clinton, 367,000. Obama's winning by 56% to 43% in the great Lone Star State. I'll be right back for late results right here on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
See Dr. Zhivago coming to America, where they'll come around if Obama wins and they'll say, oh, let's see, you live in a 6-room house, there's two of you, there's 4 empty bedrooms. Well, the government has decreed fairness, and according to the Sermon on the Mount, everyone's entitled to a home, so we're going to move in 2 people from Mexico in this bedroom, 2 people from the ghetto into that bedroom, a couple of people from cops into that bedroom. And you guys will be moving into the basement. But it's all done because it's the morality of Jesus that we're going to use. And we must be fair. And this is not to punish you in any way. All people are entitled to their beliefs. And all people have been entitled to enjoy the labors of their work for all these centuries in America. But now it's time to move on. It's time for change. We need change in America. And you've enjoyed the home all these decades, but now it's time to share that home with other less fortunate Americans, because that's the way of America. That's the American way, is to share and to have equality. Don't you see? It's not done in mean-spirited manner. Now, do you understand what I'm saying to you in my little puppet show for you here, how dangerous this man is, how dangerous the woman in the pantsuit is? If you remember the movie Dr. Zhivago, the David Lean film from ages ago with Julie Christie, that's what happened after the Bolshevik or Communist Revolution of 1917 in Russia. People who had property, they weren't killed. They didn't take them out and shoot them. The Bolsheviks did what was fair. They shared the housing. And so they moved in the masses into the house, and they moved the original owners of the house, the property owners, into the basement of the house. And that was fair in the new Soviet Union. That's basically what Obama's promising you. Everything the man says is naked Marxism. I have to be the one to explain this to you? The tin man can't do it? The tin man who's busy stuffing his pie hole with tacos in Texas tonight? He can't explain to the American people the differential between him and a naked Marxist like Obama? He can't do that? He's afraid of being ridiculed by the vermin in the media? Then guess what? He's not qualified to be the president of the United States. Because if he cannot stand up to this Marxist, Obama, and he cannot stand up to the little freaks in the media, he's never going to be able to defend this country against the Islamists who are encircling us like vultures. That's my opinion. And I admit this is one man's opinion. And I admit I am in the minority. I admit that in the media I'm a man alone, never mind in the minority. I may as well be alone. In the major media, and I am in the major media, make no mistake about it, I don't care what they say. My audience proves otherwise. I'm in the top tier of the American media. I don't care whether or not I'm on Wallbanger or the Leprechaun. It doesn't matter whether you see me on a golf course or with some empty skirt on Fox News filling in for Leprechaun. It doesn't matter to me. I'm in the major media, and I'm a man alone. But I don't really care. As long as I have the life in me and I have this outlet, I'm going to tell you what's coming to this country unless you idiots wake up and motivate yourself to expose this naked Marxist Obama for what he is. The reason he's gotten so far is because he doesn't scream and yell. It's because he does it with aplomb. He knows just how to do it. The American people are afraid of men who raise their voices. They like men who are sheep-like. sheep alike, but firm sheep. Sheep like somebody who is firm and sheep like, sort of like a sheep that's a little stronger than them, but not too much stronger than them. But he must be sheep like, and they will go. They will follow that that leader right over the cliff. If that leader says it's fair for you who have enjoyed all of these days in the sunshine to walk this way with me toward the cliff, and you will find the kingdom of heaven at the end of this bluff, they'll walk over the cliff with him. Play the sheeple sound. Okay, now you can have the sheeple sound. Not funny. Nothing's funny to me anymore. Turn it off already. Nothing's funny anymore. It's too tragic. When you see a man like this getting away with what he's getting away with, and on the other side, we have nobody to oppose him fundamentally. The man is, I don't think is going to be able to oppose him. I think McCain is not capable of it. I think he's too old and too burned out and doesn't have the mental energy for this. I really don't. Obama, 484,000. Clinton, 368,000 thus far in Texas. How he beat the Clinton machine unto itself is an amazing story. But look, I saw this coming when I saw the Hollywood gay mafia put their money up front, and they put that thing down on the table when that wheel started to spin, and they said, we're betting on this number, not on that number. We're not putting our money on the black. We're putting it on the red, so to speak. I said, oh, my God, why would the Hollywood moguls, who happen to be oriented in that direction, be backing Obama? Why? Why not Hillary? I mean, after all, she's been a supporter of their way of life for ages. She's never opposed them. But why did they choose him over her is the question. Well, the answer is because he's a man and she's a woman and they don't like women. Now, I know that's hard for you to understand, and I know it's very painful to hear, but that's the absolute reality and truth. And so they bought him. They put their money behind him. Take a look at David Geffen and the others. They're openly clear about what they are. They don't hide it. They're proud of it. There's nothing to be ashamed of. They say who they are. But how the feminists, who might or might not be oriented in that direction, would not put up a fight against that cabal, I don't understand it. Because they traditionally have backed Hillary Clinton. What happened to the powerful feminist movement that was allegedly behind Hillary Clinton? Where did it go? How did it go up in smoke? How did they suddenly, you know? So there it is. There's the results, the real-time results updated right here on the Savage Nation, primary results of Texas. You know, I could live with any system. It doesn't matter to me. You give me a limo, I know how to sit in the back of a limo. You give me a donkey and give me a loincloth, I can ride on the back of a donkey. I really don't care what system there is. I'll survive in it. I'll probably thrive in it. That's not the point. It's God bless America to permit a country of such greatness to degenerate so fast after 15 years of Clinton Bush. To wind up with these three is astounding to me. Be here or I'll be nowhere.
Savage.